感谢神，让我今天再与弟兄姐妹们见面。
Thanks to God that once again I can see each one of you face to face.
要感谢卢弟兄在电脑上给我联系。
And I want to also give thanks to Brother T.C. Low who made the connection with me.
我们同心来做个祷告。
That's all.Come together and pray with unison.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Dear Lord God, we thank you.
是我们因为信基督耶稣成为你的儿女。
Because that we believe in Jesus Christ, now we are your children.
让我们有信心，不惧怕地向你祈求。
May we pray to you with confidence and faith.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心和力量。
May Holy Spirit strengthen us.
愿我口中的言语、心中的意念都蒙主悦纳。
And whatever I say, whatever in my mind will be pleasing to you.
奉耶稣的名祈求。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天给大家分享，凡祈求的都得到。
And today I would like to share a passage that.Whatever you pray, you will receive.
2015年我退休，真的退休，从香港回到美国来。
2015, I finally commit a retirement and I return to U.S. from Hong Kong.
我还是回到纽约来了，住在纽约。
And I return back to New York.
我还记得。1月1号到1月5号要搬家。
I still remember I need to move from January 1st to January 5th.
1月1号从香港回来，1月5号要搬家。
So, January 1st, I return from Hong Kong, and January 5th, I need to move.
我的家产都在一个 storage room 里面。
And all of my property were stored in a storage room.
在我2012年真的从西雅图退休的时候，把东西都带回来了。
So when I retired from Seattle 2012, I moved everything I have back to New York into the storage room.
我的财产就吃成吃，高上都一样，丁方。
So all I have was stored in a 7x7x7 storage room.
那我在那天搬家，五号搬家那天的时候，还下雪。
And I still remember on the very day when I moved on January 5th, it was a snowy day.
虽然我的家产不多，但是那个书蛮多。
Even though I don't have much, and yet I still have many books.
那个 orange box 那个大概有40箱。
So I need to package about 40 orange boxes to package all the books in there.
所有东西都搬上二楼去了。
So I moved everything to the second floor.
但是我有一个 grand piano.
And however, I do have a grand piano.
就是 baby grand.
Which is a baby grand piano.
最后一件的东西 baby grand 上不到那个楼梯。
And the very, which is the very last item, and yet it couldn't move to the second floor.
因为那个楼底不够高。
And because the ceiling of the stairway is too low.
那些搬家人说，抱歉先生，你那个钢琴我们搬不上去。
So the mover said to me, sorry, sir, we just couldn't move this grand piano.
他们四个人都没有办法搬上去。
So even four of them, they couldn't move the grand piano up there.
就把那个钢琴就放在那里。
So and therefore, they just placed the piano wherever it was.
我那个时候我的血压一定高了。
And I, and at that very moment, my blood pressure shot up.
那天有是放假天
and on that very day is also a holiday.
我们要打了好几个电话，希望找人来搬。
And at that time, we tried to make many phone calls, at hoping to find any movers and come and help.
但是因为是放假，没有人来做了。
And because it is a weekend and no one is working and no one's coming.
我就去到附近的一个教堂。
And therefore, I came to, I went to a church nearby.
我就进去祷告。
And went into the church building and started to pray.
我的儿子给我的儿媳妇就在外面等我。
And my son and my daughter-in-law were waiting for me outside of the church.
我跪在这个他们叫圣坛前。
So I kneeled before the pew.
我就向上帝祷告。
And I prayed to God.
我说上帝啊，我无能为力。
And I say to God, God, I cannot do anything now.
我没有办法把这个钢琴搬到家里。
I am not able to move this piano to my house.
我也不晓得怎么样把这个钢琴丢在哪里。
And I don't know where should I place the piano either.
我不愿意钢琴堵在人的家的门口。
I do not want this piano to become a stumbling block before someone's door.
我说主啊，我真的很软弱。
And Lord, I'm so weak.
我刚回来五天。
I just came back to the States for 5 days.
我身体很软弱。
I'm so weak and feeble.
因为我在香港工作太累了。
Because I was so tired back in Hong Kong.
因为这样我要真的快要快要退休了。
And because I'm the age that I need to retire.
要去好好的检查身体。
It's a time I need to have a thorough physical exam.
我再给神说我无能为力。
And once again, I say to God, God, I'm not able.
你帮助我。
Could you help me?
因为你是一个凡求就得到的主。
Because you are the God, whoever asks, you will grant the request.
那我心里面慢慢慢慢感觉到有一种平安。
Gradually, I receive an unspeakable peace in my heart.
就给儿子回家了。
Then I send my son home.
到我们到家的时候，看着那个房东的太太在那边清理这个雪。
And as I return back to the house, I see the landlord, and she was trying to shovel the snow.
这个房东的太太。蛮好的。
And this, she is a nice lady.
我问她，我现在有一个很大的问题。
And I say to her, I do face a big problem.
因为我的钢琴堵在你家的门口。
Right、Because my piano is blocking your entrance right now.
我没有办法搬家人没有办法抬上去。
And my mover couldn't move up to my unit.
我不知道怎么办。
I have no idea what to do now.
那他听到我这样说的时候
，And after hearing this，
他停了大概一分钟
，She paused about a minute，
看着我
，And she just stared at me，
没有关系啊
，And she said it's okay，
你就搬到我家里面就好了
，Why don't you just move to my house？
然后你多少钱你就在这房租里面扣
，And how much whatever it costs you just deduct from your rent。
我心里面都真的感动到眼泪快出来了。
I was so moved, I almost have tears.
因为这我们的上帝是一个听祷告的上帝。
Because our God is truly a God who listens to prayer.
我在无能为力的时候
，When I'm the end of my road,
上帝就开路了。
And God opens a way.
这个房东的太太给我说
，And the landlord said to me.
他说我五年前就想要买一个钢琴。
And she said to me, ever since 5 years ago, I always wanted to buy a piano.
到现在都还没有买到。
Even until now, I couldn't purchase a piano.
那你现在可以搬到我家门口。
And now you have already moved the piano right before my house.
就让他买掉吧。
And then I will just purchase the piano now.
我马上请人来搬进去就。安装好给他了。
And soon I ask movers to move the piano inside of house to reassemble the piano.
我侍奉上帝几十年了。
I have served my God for several decades.
很多人说牧师你讲见证好像很容易一样。
And many people say to me, Pastor, you often mention many testimony. It seems very easy to you.
问题是我们有没有对上帝有没有信心。
The issue is whether we have faith toward our God.
问题是你有没有对上帝说我真的无能为力
The issue is whether you have confessed you are helpless
还是你要靠着自己
or you're trying to depend on your own might
靠着自己的智慧能力
or you try to depend on your wisdom and strength
仰望上帝
and you didn't come to God
所以今天我们也来分享这个祷告
and therefore today we need to ponder upon the lesson of prayer.
学习祷告。
That we need to learn how to pray.
你们今年的主题很好啊，要成为一个信徒是吧
？And the theme of your church is very good. Be Lord's disciple.
Yeah. 那我们刚刚信耶稣的要学习三件事情。
So for the new believers, we need to learn three things.
第一件
First,
就是读圣经以及学习受水礼班的过程。
That is, we need to go through catechism class and study Bible.
圣经，因为圣经是神的话。
Because the Bible is the word of God.
因为圣经是我们信仰的根基。
Because the scripture is the foundation of our faith.
圣经也是我们的生命的粮。
And also, the scripture is the food of our spiritual
being. 所以每一个信徒
And therefore, every single believer
都要去学习读圣经。
That all of us need to learn how to read the Bible.
无论你学读多读少
No matter you read little or read much.
一定要去读圣经。
We all need to read Bible.
第二个事情
Second,
要参加教会的主日崇拜以及各样的聚会。
You need to attend Sunday worship of a church and attend many gatherings of the church.
因为信徒是基督的肢体。
Because believers are the bodies of Christ.
所以我们也要团契的生活。
And therefore, we are the members of the body, and therefore, we need to have a life of fellowship.
我们要有联系、有关怀的生活。
And therefore, we need to have a close community. Communion and fellowship.
这个就是一个非常重要的一个团契。
And this is a very important and intimate fellowship.
我做牧师几十年。
I have been a pastor for several decades.
我最不高兴。
Something I feel irritate.
门徒打电话给我请假，礼拜天不来做礼拜。
That's when people call me say, Pastor, I couldn't come on Sunday.
那对我来是很伤心。
And to me, it's quite hurtful.
因为教导很多很多时间
，because I spend much time of teaching,
他们没有听进去
，and they,
没有放在心里面
，they didn't have the chance to absorb and place in their heart.
主日要来敬拜上帝
，and on Sundays we need to reserve a time and come and worship God.
第三要祷告
，and certainly we need to learn how to pray.
祷告是人与神沟通和祈求的管道。
That praying is a communication vehicle that we can communicate with God and utter our needs to God.
是上帝给人的一个权利。
It is a right and privilege God has given to his children.
祈祷是借着我们的思想和行为。
That when we pray, it's going through our action and words.
And, 还有我们的用语言，也许用静默来回应上帝。
And we may use the different language and vehicle that we to express our reverence to God.
我们祈求的时候要奉耶稣的名。
And when we pray, we need to pray in the name of Jesus.
因为唯有透过耶稣基督
，because only through Jesus,
我们才能蒙上帝的恩惠和和赐福。
We can receive God's grace and blessing.
所以这个。信耶稣起初的这三件事很重要。
And therefore, as a beginner, as a believer, it is very important to focus on these three items.
我们学习祷告开始的时候不大习惯。
And many of us won't feel comfortable when we start to learn how to pray.
那不知道怎样祷告。
We have no idea how to pray.
好像是向着空气讲话。
And feel like we were just speaking to air.
好像是自言自语。
And sometimes we feel we're just talking to ourselves.
好像有一种不大正常这样。
And feel that we are insane.
但透过学习祷告。
And yet through the learning of praying,
就会体会到祷告的真实性。
Then soon we will understand the importance of prayer.
祷告要明白五件事情。
And when we pray, we need to first understand five things.
第一件。
First,
祷告的对象。
That we need to understand the object of our prayer.
我们祷告一定要知道我们向谁祷告。
We need to know whom is the person we are praying to.
你知道我们的对象是什么吗？
Do you know who is the object of our prayer?
第一，我们的对象就是天父上帝，是全能的主上帝。
That our the object of prayer is our God Almighty, who is our Heavenly Father,
是创造天地万物的主
who is the creator of the universe.
第二
Second,
是主耶稣基督是我们的救主
that our Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior,
就是上帝的儿子
who is the Son of God.
第三，是安慰师圣灵。
That the Holy Spirit is the Comforter.
是蛮有力量的主圣灵。
Is the Lord who has mighty power.
这三方面就是我们祷告的对象。
That all three are the object of our prayer.
这是最高的对象。
Which is the ultimate
是最奇妙的对象。
Object, which is the most miraculous
是最伟大的对象。
And the greatest object.
在主耶稣教门徒祷告的一个主导文当中。
And as our Lord Jesus teach his disciple how to pray in Lord's Prayer,
耶稣对祷告的对象，他称为我们在天上的父。
And Jesus called the object of the prayer is our Lord in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
在犹太人当中，他们不敢称上帝是父。
Because in the Jews' culture, no one dared to call God the Father.
因为他们不配。称上帝是父
because they know they are not worthy to call God the Father.
但是耶稣教门徒祷告打破了这个情况。
However, Jesus broke the tradition and asked his disciple to pray to God, say the Father.
称上帝是父上帝
and call God the Father.
是多么亲切的一句话。
And how intimate that phrase is.
上帝就是我们的父亲。
That our God is our Father.
是我们的天父。
It is our Heavenly Father.
我们对父亲说话还要做文章吗？
And do we need to make beautiful phrases when we speak to our Father?
我们还要重重复复的说话吗？
Do we need to repeat our needs when we talk to our Father?
我们对父亲说话还要隐瞒什么吗？
Do we need to hide anything when we talk to our Father?
我们想说什么就说什么，想要什么就求。
And if whatever we need, we can just talk to our Father that way.
有什么好怕的呢？
Is there anything we need to be fearful?
耶稣基督是我们的救主。
That Jesus Christ is our Redeemer.
圣灵是我们的安慰师。
That the Holy Spirit is our Comforter.
是我们的力量。
He's our strength.
凡信耶稣基督的人。
And whoever believes in Jesus Christ.
接受他的人。
Whoever believes in Him.
你就是上帝的儿女。
That you will be and you are the child of God.
这是上帝给你的一个非常重要的名分。
And this is an important title God has given to us.
圣经里面说得很好。
That it is good that which is mentioned in the scripture.
接着耶稣基督我们向天父坦然无惧的祈求。
That through Jesus Christ we can draw before the throne without fear.
我们来大家一起读今天第一节的Number one, 第一节的那个引用经文希伯来书14:16。
So if we can we
可以打出来
look at the projector, which is from Hebrew chapter 4, verse 16.
找到我们一起来念。所以我们只坦然无惧来到施恩的宝座前为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Let us therefore draw near with boldness unto the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help us in time of need.
下一段的话，我们就一起中英文一起来读哈。那第二点就是祷告的愿望。
And then is the hope of our prayer, the goal of our prayer.
祷告的愿望在主导文开始的时候就有三个愿望。
And there are three goals when we pray in the Lord's Prayer.
第一个就是愿父的名为圣。
That is, hallowed be thy name.
你这个现在不要去读，就是听我讲到。等一下我们要读的时候我告诉你哦。那第一个就是说愿父的名为圣。
The first is, hallowed be thy name.
这个原为圣，这个神圣的圣。
And what does hallow means glorify and sanctify?
那个 hallow or holy or sanctify 这个字的原意就是不同还是分别的意思。
And hallow, the original meaning means being separated.
是一个独特的，有独特的地位。
It's setting apart as being unique.
那就是说分别为圣。
That is setting apart.
与别不同。
Which will be different from others.
就是神的本质。
And which is the very essence of God.
圣经说尊你的名为圣。
God's scripture say, hallowed be your name.
可以解释为求你使我们能够与你的本性和品格相似
which can be translated that God may you help us so that we can have the same essence as you, same character.
犹太人他们所相信的耶和华上帝
that the Jews how they believe who God is.
这位上帝就是与别不同的上帝。
That this God is unique and different from all others.
他们那个 God 那个字是大写的头，字是大写的。
When the word God is used, it is always capitalized.
那其他的 God 是小写的。
And all other gods will be using small letters.
唯有耶和华上帝是最伟大。
And only God Yahweh is the greatest.
Exactly, Yahweh. Thank you. 又是最神性的。
Which is the true would carry true divinity.
Yeah.第二就是愿父的国降临。
And the secondly is may your kingdom come.
这国就是指神的国。
And kingdom is referring to God's kingdom.
就是指神的旨意在天上啊，在就是指神的旨意在天上那一样。
That means God's will be exercised just like it is in heaven.
完全的实行在地上的一个环境
and truly being expressed in on this earth.
这个天国在其他福音书称为神国
This heavenly kingdom has been used as God's kingdom in other gospel.
对，就它的意思就是上帝掌权的地方
which means where God rules and reigns.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on this.On the earth as it is in heaven.
就是愿父的国降临的意思。
Which means may your kingdom come.
愿父的旨意行在地上。
May your kingdom, may your will be done on this earth.
在彼得后书三章九节。
On Second Peter,
chapter
3:9.
那讲的一个非常重要上帝的旨意。
It talk about a very important teaching about God's will.
就是不愿意一个人成人，乃愿人人悔改。
That no one will be falling, but hoping all can repent.
我要读一节圣经给大家听。
I would like to read a scripture to you.
就是父上帝的旨意。
That is God the Father's will.
在这个地上。
So that His will may be done on this earth.
就是在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十三节。
That is First Thessalonians chapter 5:13.
我先读中文，然后George 把英文读出来。
I'm going to read in Chinese first.
愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，要愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守，在我们主耶稣基督降临的时候完全无可指责。
Thessalonians chapter 5:23. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through.May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然这个的是保罗的愿望
Though this is the wish of St. Paul.
但是也是上帝的旨意
But it is also the will of God.
他希望我们整个人身体灵魂都能够得救
That he desired that our body, soul, and spirit can be all saved.
以上都是耶稣的愿望
and they are the above are the hope of Jesus Christ
也是天父的旨意
and also the will of God the Father
所以我们要先求天父上帝的愿望快要实现
and therefore we need to ask may God's will be done
所以我们要先顺服天父上帝的心意要完成。
And therefore we need to submit to his will so that his will can be done.
所以我们要以天父上帝的旨意为旨意。
And therefore we need to treat God's will as our will.
这样的话我们才能够成为天父上帝的好儿女。
Then we can become a good child of our Heavenly Father.
我们在座当中很多人也是做父母的。
Many of us are parents here.
你都希望你的孩子做一个好的儿女吗？
Don't you wish your children will be good children?
天父也希望我们做一个好的儿女。
In the same way, our Heavenly Father wishes us to beA good child.
这三个愿望也是人对神最高的愿望。
And all those three wishes are the ultimate wishes that we all need to pursue.
也是提醒我们自己有没有去以神的事为念。
And also remind us whether we have been mindful of God's will.
努力的使主的愿望实现出来。
Have we truly put in effort and labor and hoping God's will can be done on this earth?
今天我知道 George 去读在读在网上读神学。
I know, today I happen to know George is studying seminary degree online.
非常开心的一件。
I was very pleased.
神祝福他。
May God bless him.
有一位神学生在他的日记本里面写上三件事情。
A seminary student wrote this in his diary.
第一就是我要一生过圣洁的生活与主相似。
One is I want to live a holy life so I can be like my God.
第二是我要忠心的宣传福音让更多的人得救。
Secondly, I want to proclaim gospel faithfully so more people can be saved.
第三，他说， Third, 我要一生行事为人，要顺服主的旨意。
That I want to live this life in be submissive to God's will.
然后他祷告说， And then he prayed, 求主使用我。
May God use me.
要但愿主也使用我们有这个心智。
May God also give us such desire.
第三，祷告的祈求。
Thirdly, the prayer itself.
在祈求中，我们要提出我们自己的需要。
When we pray, we need to utter our needs in the prayer.
愿上帝的旨意能够成全。
So that God'sDesire can be accomplished through our needs.
没有人知道你真实的需要。
Because no one truly knows your ultimate need.
只有你知道你真实的需要。
Only you yourself know the true need of yours.
我从香港回来之后，我去检查身体。
When I came back from Hong Kong, I went to a physical examination.
透过医生检查之后。
After the examination by the physician,
在验血的报告里面
through the blood test,
那医生说我的血液那个红血球很高
and it was told my red blood cell index was very high.
那我的肝里面也有一点的铁
and also there are some iron in my liver.
所以医生说我要去看那个血液的医生
and therefore I was told I need to go see a specialist.
那我第一次看那个血液的医生。
So the very first time when I pay a visit to the blood specialist,
那他就给我说你的红血球是有点高。
And he said to me, yes, indeed, your red blood cell is relatively high.
那从今天开始你不能吃那个 steak 了。
So from now on, you can no longer eat steak.
那我就三年最近才吃。那两年都没有吃个
So for 2 years, I didn't touch beef steak.
那
until now.
那再过几个月大概半年又去看医生验血。
So after half a year, I went back to the specialist again.
那医生那个家庭医生还是要我要看那个血液医生。
My family doctor still recommend me to see the specialist.
因为第一个血液医生他不接受我，因为他的病人太多。
And the very first specialist I went to see won't take me as patient because he was too busy.
然后我就看了一个广东医生。
And therefore I went and see a Cantonese doctor.
那他看到我的验血报告之后
，And once he saw the report of my blood test，
一开始两句话
，And then he started with just two sentences。
第一句话是说不能吃烧腊
，And very first thing you no longer can eat
roast pork，
Cantonese roast pork。
第二件事情要抽血，要放血240。
And secondly, you need to draw at least two hundred cc blood.
那结果那天那个护士下班要赶到下班，只抽了七桶血，七桶小小的那个 seven cc 分。
So because the nurse was she wanted to go home early and therefore she only draw about seven little containers of blood.
你改天再来吧。
And she said to me, "Why don't you return sometimes later?"
那结果我没有去了。
And later on, I didn't return.
因为200cc 蛮多的血啊。
Because it's 200cc, it's a lot of blood.
好了。那第三次去看医生
，and the third time when I go see the doctor，
那我给我家庭医生说，能不能给一个比较好一点的验血的医生呢
？And I say to my family doctor， could you recommend me to a better specialist？
其实他们都不是不好，是我不好。
Actually， they are all good. The problem is mine.
那我去看这三个验血的
，so finally I went to see the third specialist。
这个女医生非常温柔。
She is she's a female doctor. She's very gentle.
很仔细的看。
And she examine my condition thoroughly.
她第一个，她赞美我，就是说你真好，把所有你验过血的都有 copy 给她看。
And first she praised me that I brought all the medical records with me to let her see.
所以他说我这次我会帮你验比较仔细的验你的血看有什么问题。
And therefore, today I'm going to try to do a very thorough exam for your blood.
原来这一次的抽血给以前不一样，那这个本地这个诊所不能抽，要到 specialist 那个地方才抽的。
So he ended up because it's so special that I couldn't draw blood in just the very clinic. I need to go to another place to draw blood.
啊，抽了三桶。
So I draw three containers of blood.
然后报告送到这个医生的医务所那边。
And then the report was sent to the doctor.
我就去看他了。
And then I returned back to the doctor.
他告诉我你的血没有错，是有点高。
And she said, indeed, your blood has some of the index of your blood is high.
你没有 cancer.
And first, I want to tell you, you don't have cancer.
我听到这个好消息啊，就好像定了一点。
And once I heard this good news, I was in peace.
你只要吃东西，不要吃太多肉。
And she said, as long as you try to stay with away from much meat.
Yeah, 这样的你会慢慢慢慢可能会降下来。
And then you can gradually return to normal.
因为我给你验这个血是很仔细的。
Because I truly made a very thorough exam for your blood.
没有看到有一个危险的数字。
I haven't seen any index that's considered critical.
所以你安心，不要怕。
And please, and therefore, please have peace.
半年也还是一年之后再来看。
So you can return back to me a half year or a year later.
你知道我求上帝求什么
？Do you know what I ask to God before?
我说主啊，让我知道真的我的血里面有什么问题。
I pray to God, God, please let me know what is the exact problem in my blood.
不是说不要吃叉烧这个事。
It's not whether I can eat roast pork or not.
不是说要抽两百 cc。
It's not that I need to draw a lot of blood, like 200 cc.
我真的要想知道我的问题在哪。
I just truly want to understand what is the problem of my blood.
那现在医生说你这没有问题。
And now the doctor say you are all fine. You are fine.
感谢神。
Praise to God.
所以有时候什么是你真实的需要
？And sometimes we need to know what's our true need.
就是只有你知道。
Only you know.
所以你在祈求的时候
，And therefore when you pray,
告诉上帝。
You can tell God.
你真的需要什么
？What's your true need to God？
你知道上帝不能骗哦。
Do you know you cannot deceive God？
你骗不过上帝的哦。
There's no way you can deceive God。
所以我们要真实从心里面告诉上帝。
And therefore we need to tell God sincerely。
把心底里面所需要的。
To tell him our true need in our heart,
来告诉上帝,
to tell our God.
唯有天父才知道,
only God knows.
他会按时候赐给我们真实的需要,
that he will give us our need according
to the right time. 所以我们要忍耐地常常祷告祈求,
and therefore we need to pray to God patiently.
天父是知道的。
Our Heavenly Father knows.
他不会把不好的东西给你。
He won't give us something that's bad for us.
正如第三节说，我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们。
Just like what the verse 3 says, give us each day our daily bread.
你知道耶稣的时代是常常缺乏粮食的时代。
Do you know during the time of Jesus, many of them, they starve.
人常常生活在不温饱的时刻。
Many times they don't have enough food.
是不够粮食的时刻。
Many of the time people don't have enough food to eat.
尤其是耶稣那个时代，犹太人是王国给罗马人统治。
Especially at the time, Jews were ruled by Rome.
现在的时代呢？
How about now?
是粮食不均。
And now we are facing a time that people don't have evenly distributed food supply.
有些地方 all you can eat.
And some place you can enjoy all you can eat.
我们又活在一个 all you can eat 的一个地方。
We are actually living in a realm that we can enjoy all we can eat.
好多东西浪费。
That it become quite wasteful.
有些地方每天饿死人。
And however, there are places people starve to death.
尤其是儿童每天死很多。
And many children died of starvation.
因为没有的吃。
Because they don't have anything to eat.
所以那个时候，主教导门徒求天父每天赐给我们人。
And therefore, Jesus taught his disciples to pray that give us each day our daily bread.
我们来读第二段的引用经文，马太福音第六章32-33节，第二段。
Go to the second scripture reference, which is from Matthew chapter 6.
32-33, 我们中英文一起来读，好不好？
Let's all read together in English and Chinese.
1, 2, 3.
For after all this thing do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things.
基督徒的祈求与拜偶像的人祈求有所不同。
So the difference between the Christian prayer versus non-Christian prayer, they are different.
拜偶像的人，他们是利用他相信的偶像为他们做事。
For idol worshippers, they pray to those idols and asking idols to work for them.
然后供奉他。
And then they offer something to the idols.
我以前跟我妈妈去拜黄大仙就是这样拜的。
I remember back then, I went to some of the idols with my mom. We prayed like that.
那基督徒是顺服神的旨意和安排。
And yet Christians, we submit to God's will and His arrangement.
并且相信神的赐福。
And we also have faith in God's blessing.
这是很大的分别。
This is a great difference.
我们来读第三段的引用经文。
Let's go to the third reference.
马可福音第11:24。
Mark chapter 11:24.
可以放着了。那找到我们一起来读。所以我告诉你们，把你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信就得到。第四，祷告的保守。
And secondly, the keeping of prayer.
我们看到第四段了，祷告的保守。
And now we are going to the fourth bullet, the keeping of prayer.
在主导文里面，耶稣教导门徒祈求天父的保守。
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus asked his disciple to learn how to pray for the keeping of their prayer.
在第四节，那今天的讲道经文第四节说，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us, and lead us not into temptation.
我们不要轻看我们每主日，也许是每天献上的认罪祷告。
Let us not look down and ignore the importance of confession every day.
求天父赦免我们的罪。
May God forgive our sins.
犹太人因为活在律法之下
，because the Jews are living under the law，
所以每天都要守很多的律法
，and therefore they need to observe many laws in a day。
本来上帝给他们的只有十条诫命
，originally God only has given them 10 commandments。
后来加了律法书里面所写的
，and then later on with the laws listed in the book。
比方说犹太人说吃鱼不能吃没有轮的没有鱼轮的鱼
and for example the Jews cannot eat any fish without scale
那我们犹太人不吃那个猪蹄猪手还有那个 鸭子的脚
and Jews they don't eat the feet of animals
因为他们的蹄连在一起
Because the hooves, when those animals, their hooves are connected together, they are not allowed to eat.
太多了，我没有办法都举例，就是说
there are so many I won't give them all the examples.
如果不洗手吃饭，也是犯了不洁的罪。
So if you don't wash hand before eating, you also violate the law.
本来不是一个法律的条例，但是他们变成了法律的条例。
Originally, it was not considered as part of the law, but they treated those into as the law.
直到耶稣的时代，他们生活上要守的条例最少有365条。
And until the Jesus day, the laws they need to observe, contains 365 laws.
再加十条诫命。
And in addition, there are 10 more.
再加律法书里面所讲的。
And also, in addition to the laws described in the book of Torah.
真的要守的律法真多啊。
So there are so many laws they need to observe.
所以他们很容易会犯罪。
And therefore, they sin easily because of that.
所以我们要求天父赦免我们的罪。
And therefore, we need to ask God to forgive our sins.
所以在这个罪恶满盈的时代
So in the world which is full of sin
犯罪作恶的事
There are so many violence
试探害人的事
There are many things that we consider
都会随时发生
That it happens every moment
我们要时常求天父救我们脱离凶恶
And therefore we need to ask God to rescue us
要让我们遇见无法抵受的试探和试炼
，so that we won't face some temptation we couldn't overcome.
救我们脱离魔鬼的权势
，so that ask God to rescue us from the power of evil.
有一个游客他去菲律宾旅行了
，a tourist went to Philippines.
他是一个基督徒
，he is a Christian.
所以礼拜天他要找一个教会做礼拜。
And therefore, on Sunday, he would like to find a church to worship.
希望我们都学这个弟兄啊。
I hope all of us learn from his example.
所以他找到一个中国教会。
And therefore, therefore he found a Chinese church.
那很开心去那边做礼拜。
He was delighted he went to the church to worship.
里面好多有些广东人有不同的人从中国来
And he went to the church and found out there are many Chinese with different backgrounds from different part of China
在做礼拜的时候看一看他们那个知识单
And as he was in the service he started to read through the bulletin
那他看到一个地方很奇怪
And all of a sudden, he spot a place which is quite strange.
他在想是不是那个教会的干事打错字
And he felt maybe the editor misprint something on the bulletin.
因为在那个奉献单里面
Because as of the part of the offering place,
有一个名字奉献的人的名字
Because there is a name of the person who offered.
但是该死人奉献
And it's the name is the one should be damned.
他说该死人奉献十块也是二十五十块叫该死人这个名字。
And the name is the one should be damned.
所以他没有办法明白为什么要改这个名字了。
And he wondered why, who in the world will have such a name?
所以他做完礼拜之后到门口牧师握手的时候。
And therefore, once he, as the meeting adjourned, he went to the door and started to shake hands with the pastor.
他给那个牧师说，牧师是不是你们打错字，有一个字叫该死人呢。
And he said to pastor, pastor, is there a misprint on the bulletin? How come someone named...The one should be damned.
Oh, 这个牧师就给他说了。
And then the pastor said to him,
啊，没有错。
He said, no, it is correct.
真的，我们有这样的一个人。
Truly, there's a person named should be
damned. 因为这个弟兄呢，他以前是一个贩毒的人。
Because this person was a drug dealer before.
你知道现在菲律宾的总统杀了好多那个贩毒的人。
Do you know the president of Philippines now? He has killed many drug dealers.
哦，这个就是以前其中的一个。
And he was one of the drug dealers before.
所以他杀人啊，骗钱啊，卖毒啊等等。
And the person has killed many people and sell drugs to many.
做了很多坏事。
And he has done many things wrong.
但后来他信了耶稣。
And later he believed in Jesus.
他自动去自首。
And he confessed and went to police.
这个判坐牢三十年。
He was sentenced for 30 years.
但是他那个在监里面那个行为很好。
And however, he behaved well in the prison.
就减了五年。
And therefore, he was, his sentence was deducted 5 years.
后来他从监牢出来了。
And later on, he was released from the prison.
在参加教会里面的礼拜。
And he started to attend church services.
所以他每次奉献的时候。
And therefore, whenever he
都想起他以前所犯的罪恶。
He was reminded the sins he has committed
before. 他不可以用他的名字。
He was not worthy to use his own name.
所以他用该死人。
And therefore, he wrote the name, the one should be damned, to remind himself.
我以前就是一个该死的人。
I'm the one should be damned.
因为耶稣基督拯救了我。
And yet, because of Jesus who has rescued me,
耶稣基督赦免了我的罪。
It is Jesus who has forgave me.
就拯救了我。
He has rescued me.
所以在神的眼中
Therefore, before God's eyes,
他不再是一个该死的人。
He is no longer the person should be dead.
因为神的爱把他拯救过来。
Because he was rescued by God's love.
求主使我们也不再生活在罪恶过犯当中。
And may Lord help us no longer to live in sin.
所以我们要求天父。
And therefore, we need to ask God the Father
赦免我们的罪
to forgive our sins,
使我们能够重回天父的怀抱
so that once again we can return to the bosom of God.
重新得到天父的爱和赦免
We can once again receive God's forgiveness and love.
也许你会，哎呀，我常常这样，来到神面前悔改。
Perhaps you say to yourself, I often come before God and ask for forgiveness.
这样会好吗?
Is that good if I do that frequently?
对上帝来说,
Actually, to God.
如果你不来到神面前求饶恕,
if you don't come before God and ask for forgiveness,
求赦免,
to ask for forgiveness,
更不好,
it's even worse.
第五点,
Fifth,
祷告祈求力量,
that we pray to ask for strength.
这个祈求力量就是圣灵。
When we ask for strength,
当我们向天父上帝祈求一切,
the strength is the Holy Spirit. When we ask God to give us everything we need,
他将最好的赐给我们,
He will give us the best.
世上的父亲尚且把好东西给他的儿女,
the earthly father will, even the earthly father will give good things to their, his children.
我们的天父也是将最好的东西赐给我们。
Same way, our Heavenly Father will give us the best.
人祈求大多数以物质为所需要。
People usually pray for the material needs.
其次就是平安和喜乐。
Then we ask for peace and joy.
但是我们更需要的就是圣灵。
However, what we really need the most is Holy Spirit.
我们求圣灵与我们同在。
We ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to give us strength.
我们来读第四段的经文。
Let's read the fourth part of the scripture.
罗马书第八章二十六、二十七节。罗马书第八章二十六、二十七，一起来读一二三。
Romans chapter 8, verse 22-26.
我们的软弱。有圣灵帮助我们本不晓得当怎样祷告只是圣灵趁机用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告鉴察人心饶着圣灵的意思因为圣灵叫着神的意思替圣徒祷告所以我们要祈求当中不能忘记求圣灵
So when we pray we let us not forget to ask for Holy Spirit
圣灵会给我们力量
Holy Spirit will strengthen us.
圣灵会为我们祷告。
Holy Spirit will pray for us.
所以你知道他就是我们的主圣灵。
Because we know He is our Lord, Holy Spirit.
他是三位一体的主上帝、圣父、圣子、圣灵。
He is the Holy Spirit of the Trinity God.
圣经说得很好啊。
The Scripture says well.
我们一来同读五六七三节圣经。
That's read.
五六七罗马书八章六节八章十六节路加福音十一章十三节找到我们一起来念
That's read from Romans
chapter
8 verse 6 and on
体贴肉体的就是死体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安圣灵与我们的同证我们是神的儿女
We are children of God
你们虽然不好尚且拿好东西给儿女何况天父岂不将圣灵赐给求他的人当我们明白以上的五个步骤
Once we understand the five steps of mentioned
我们就去开始去学习祷告
Then we need to learn how to put into practice
那祷告的内容时间地点大概分的以下
So Where is the place and when is the time we need to pray?
Yeah, 祷告的崇拜崇拜的祷告第一点
First, the prayer in worship.
第二就是个人的祈求
Secondly, is the personal prayer.
第三就是生活上的随时随地的祈求
And thirdly, is our daily need.
我们要知道祷告是上帝给他给信他的人的特权
We need to understand this, it is a privilege that whoever believing him can pray
我们要知道天父上帝要我们向他祷告
We need to know our Heavenly Father wants us to pray to him
是基督徒的生命和生活
It is the part of our lifestyle of a Christian
祷告祈求要出于信心
That when we pray we need toPray with faith.
要出于你的需要
out of our needs.
并且我们要有虔诚的态度
and we also need to have a sincere attitude.
还要忍耐顺服天父的旨意
and we also need to be patient and submissive to God's will.
那最后耶稣，那最后耶稣用那个朋友在半夜借饼的比喻来训勉门徒
At the end, Jesus used theparable of a friend to encourage and his disciples.
这个训勉里面有两方面。
And in this teaching, it carries two aspects.
第一个
First,
祈求上帝。
First, when we pray to God,
要勤持迫切。
It must carry persistence.
这个勤持迫切。
When the word persistent used here,
也有一个意思是不顾羞耻。
It also means shameless audacity.
就是不顾羞耻的祈求。
That means when we ask,
要
勤持不切
的祈求。
We ask persistently.
我们找到两个比喻。
We found out there are two.
第一个比喻就是迦南的妇人。
And one parable we can find one example is the woman of Canaan.
她为着她的女儿被鬼附。
And when her daughter was possessed by demon.
受了很多的痛苦。
She suffered greatly because of this.
她不顾一切的，不顾羞耻的。
And therefore, when she approached Jesus, she approached him shamelessly.
她甘愿成为狗。
She rather to see herself as a dog.
去接受主的医治她女儿。
To receive the healing from Jesus.
你看她停歇不歇，不顾羞耻的求。
Can we see that how she carry an attitude shamelessly with audacity?
耶稣赞美她，她是信心是大的。
And Jesus commend her that she has great faith.
第二个,
Second,
这是一个患血六病的妇人的祈求。
A woman with blood issue.
她是在犹太人说她是不洁的。
And when In the Jews, she was considered unclean.
但是她不顾羞耻的去摸耶稣的衣服。
And however, she touched Jesus' cloak shamelessly.
当她摸耶稣的衣服的时候，她的病一定会好。
And she has faith that once she touched the clothes of Jesus, her disease will be healed.
耶稣马上回应，谁摸我了？
And immediately Jesus asked, Who has touched my clothes?
她的病真的好了。And
indeed, she was healed.
她的血六病马上停了。And
the blood disease she suffered immediately stopped.
我们祈求的态度,
and therefore, we must have a right attitude.
情辞迫切,
we must pray earnestly,
不顾羞耻的求,
shamelessly,
去求上帝,
to ask God.
上帝会赐给你,
and God will 第二方面, grant our request. Secondly,
我们与上帝之间没有环境的阻拦,
that there is no hindrance between us and God.
没有关系的因素,
there is no hindrance in the relationship.
我大儿子在中国, 曾经做过几年的义工,
my eldest son has been a volunteer in China for several years.
大儿子他对我反映说,
and when my son said to me,
他说在中国大陆常常都讲关系的。
He said to me, in China, everything depends on relationship.
没有关系的话，好像什么事都不能做。
If you don't have a relationship with someone, you couldn't do anything.
我不知道，我没有在大陆生活过。
I have no idea, for I have not lived in China before.
他已经生活了四年在北京。
And however, he has lived in Beijing for 4 years.
没有关系, 你很难做事情。
If you don't have connection with anyone, it's very hard for you to do anything.
你要知道我们与上帝不需要讲关系。
Do you know we don't need to have a special, special connection with God?
只要你愿意信他,
as long as you believe in
你求他就可以。
him, and then you can ask.
这是最重要的。
And this is the most important.
那最后两节的经文, 第八、第九两节。
And the last two scripture reference here.
马太福音六章六节，六章八节。
Matthew 6:6 and Matthew 6:8.
我们一起来读。
But
thou, 到在暗中的父, 你父在暗中察看, 自然报答你。 因为你没有祈求以先, 你们所需用的, 你们的父早已知道了。 Amen. 让我们一起站立。
May we all rise.
我们一同来念这个主导文。
Let's all read Lord's Prayer together.
我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣, 愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上, 我们应用的饮食, 今日赐给我们, 免我们的债, 如同我们免了人的债, 不叫我们遇见试探, 救我们脱离凶恶, 因为国度, 权柄, 荣耀, 全是你的, 直到永远。 Amen. 感谢主。
Praise to the Lord.
请坐。
Please be seated.